Is Rockland prepared for emergency response should something happen, on the ship, fuel discharge, sewage discharge? Do we know how to deal with that?
Yeah, it's a requirement, again, for all ships operating in the U.S. to have a response plan and to have contracts in place to respond to a discharge. So cruise ship, any other kind of ship, doesn't matter. That's required by the Clean Water Act, the Oil Pollution Control Act of 1990. Things really ramped up after the Exxon Valdez oil spill. Required that those plans be in place, that they be exercised on a regular basis. And my friends from the Coast Guard here probably get directly involved with that. That's an ongoing problem program. And it's quite robust. So there are response organizations located within Maine that can respond within stated time frames to get out there quickly with the right equipment. Okay. And they're under contract by the cruise lines.
Are there drills that are
Yes, there are regular drills, the required drills, to make sure that the system is working and that the plans are not just shelfware, that they actually will do what they're intended to do.
I'll
come back to you.
That's all right.
Hey, Admiral, I was just going to comment to the gentleman in front on the ocean. I just came out of Alaska for seven tours, and I was the prevention chief in Alaska. So on any given day, we had 5 to 7 cruise ships in the port of Juneau. But the Ocean Ranger program they have to be a licensed engineer previously, so they're a merchant mariner. And they're not a complement of the ship's crew. They're a standalone that work on board the ship with the crew, and they watch the engineering plant to see all these functions. And then, in addition, we also have a random testing program on the cruise ships there, mm-hmm. to where we'll go down as Marine inspectors and Coast Guard members to, without the ship's knowledge, we'll show up when they come to port and take a sample of that effluent and take it back to an independent lab and test it. So it's a successful program, and we get a lot of input from the Ocean Rangers, but I can tell you that the operations on board these ships is clean. I mean, if you've never been down inside of a cruise ship to watch how it all works, it's pretty amazing. And the chief engineers on these ships are highly focused on exactly these topics.
Okay. Ryan, good to see seeing you again. We last saw each other before the U.S. Senate committee. Ross Klein.
Right, Ross. Good to see you.
Just want to pick up on what he's saying about the Alaska model. I think what's important is the Ocean Ranger, when it began, they had difficulties with the first wave because they were close to the cruise industry and they made it purely independent, which improved it. I think the other part that's worth noting is when the Ocean Ranger program came in, they were monitoring effluent from cruise ships to meet Alaska water quality standards, which is the same under the Maine law that governs discharges in Maine state waters. What they found, however, was that the number of violations by cruise ships unable to comply with the Alaska water quality standards, the industry came to Alaska a number of years later and lobbied to lower the Alaska water quality standards because their advanced wastewater treatment systems couldn't meet the standards that they had originally agreed to.
Okay, so what was the time frame?
The initial, I think the Ocean Ranger probably began around 2006, 2007. The water quality standards were changed when CLIA and the cruise industry sued the state over the $50 head tax. And part of that lawsuit also dealt with the issue of the water quality standards. So I think that would have probably been 2012, 2013, something like that. But I think the issue is that the advanced wastewater treatment systems are touted as being at a certain level, and I think they have improved over years. But I think the history of monitoring, the only place that monitors is Alaska, demonstrates that they're still not meeting the water quality standards that are set for Alaska and set for Maine.
Well, I think the technology has changed over the years. Mm-hmm. There's been continuous investment. It gets continually improved. I have not seen anything to suggest that they're currently non-compliant in Alaska or Maine. And the tests that have been performed on the AWTS systems show just the opposite. Again, new technology versus early, first generation technology, there's going to be a delta there.
Check with Alaska DEC, because they do report and keep track.
Yeah, we've done 4 water quality testing rounds of water quality testing in Frenchman's Bay. And that's been supported by the Mount Desert Island Water Quality Coalition.
Yes, you tested it after it was diluted in the water.
I didn't test it. Dr. Jean Disney tested the water.
The difference, though,
and she has actually come up with four. Well, she's done three, and another environmental company did a fourth round of testing. They're doing another round of testing right now, and actually, all the results of all of those rounds of testing have said that there's zero reason to believe that the cruise industry is a source of pollution in Frenchman's Bay.
And that was the model. That was the model that was used initially in Alaska, and Alaska then went to the Ocean Ranger because they found that they wanted to test the effluent at point of discharge, not after the effluent ended up mixing with any of the ocean water.
So the
unique thing again in Alaska is it's tested before it even leaves the ship, so they know what's going into the ocean.
I can help with your question. As far as being concerned about discharge here in Maine, just keep in mind this no discharge zone that he's talking about in Penobscot Bay, it applies to marine sanitation devices, the older devices. So of the ships that are coming, there's a variety. But in the state of Maine, it appears that all effluent, well, according to Maine Law 1158 from 2004, all effluent from any AWTS, Advanced Water Treatment System, can be discharged anywhere, including our harbor, including treated sewage and black water. So I was also wondering if, given all the problems with these standards that have been measured in Alaska, is CLIA concerned, these ships can dump right in our harbor? It's only a no discharge for MSDs.
Yeah, they can't, even with an AWTS, cannot, by our policy, discharge in the harbor. It has to be, out at sea. So there is no discharge here, even with an AWTS. Even if it weren't a no discharge.
That's a policy, but the law says that they can.
The law says you can. Our membership policy says no, and all of our member CEOs have agreed to that policy and signed documents attesting to their commitment to that policy. So again, it's above and beyond what the law requires.
Okay.